I'm going to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3, roll call.
John Steinberg.
Here.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Mike Serpy.
Here.
Chris Koeckler. Dave Klimisch. Absent and excused.
This ought to be fun.
Item 4, recognition. We have several on the agenda this evening. The first item is item A, commendations for fire and rescue department personnel. Chief?
Mr. President, members of the board, good evening. This evening we have members from Frederick South who have historically given out commendations for successful resuscitations in emergency calls. And we have folks from Frederick South this evening that would like to present those awards. We have Terry Harold from Frederick South. She's the ER director for both ERs in Kenosha. And Dave Piccolo, who's the EMS coordinator for St. Catharines, as well as Jeff Flash, who's currently on the camera, who's one of our EMS liaisons. So, Terry?
This is a commendation for Jeremy DeWitt, Nate Conkle, Nick Schein, Kyle Edzer, and Jeff Gunnis, related to Mrs. Frances McFall, and the date of occurrence was March 31st of 2018. Mrs. McFall was involved in a motor vehicle crash on March 31st of 2018. Prior to the event, she was seen swerving in the road and then striking a vehicle in front of her. A bystander, Jeremy DeWitt, who happens to be a patrol sergeant with the Kenosha Police Department, stopped to call 911 and render assistance. And finding her unresponsive and without a good pulse, he attached his AED and started CPR. When Pleasant Prairie paramedics Kyle Edzer, Nick Schein, Nate Conkle, and Jeff Gunnis arrived, they found that Mrs. McFall was experiencing episodes of pulseless electronic activity within her heart, which means that her heart was trying to release an electrical impulse that stimulates a heartbeat, but it was not able to cause the ventricle to contract and circulate her blood throughout her body. She was also not breathing effectively, which prompted the paramedics to insert a breathing tube as well. After receiving CPR, medications, and breathing assistance, she regained her heartbeat and was transported to St. Catharines Emergency Department. Once she arrived at Frederick South, Mrs. McFall was stabilized and admitted to the ICU. Because of the immediate care delivered by Sergeant DeWitt and the paramedics, she is recovering well from this event, and she is here today. We're very happy to have her here and able to join in our efforts to honor the gentleman who saved her life. I'd now like to introduce Dave Piccolo, the Frederick South EMS coordinator, to present the recognition awards to our heroes.
Thanks, Terry. First, what I'd like to do is to actually call up Mrs. McFall, who will help us with the presentation this evening. All right, the commendation reads, whereas, this first one will go to Sergeant DeWitt, whereas Sergeant Jeremy DeWitt of the Kenosha Police Department responded while off duty to a crew report of a cardiac arrest on March 31st, 2018, and whereas on arrival, he utilized the utmost in skill and judgment in a timely and decisive manner to intervene on behalf of the patient, and whereas the result of his efforts was a successful resuscitation, therefore, Frederick South hereby commends Sergeant DeWitt for his excellence in the performance of his duties.
Thank
Next commendation, whereas Lieutenant Paramedic Firefighter Jeff Gunnis of the Pleasant Prairie Fire and Rescue Department responded with a crew to a report of a cardiac arrest on March 31st, 2018. And whereas on arrival, the crew utilized the utmost in skill and judgment in a timely and decisive manner to intervene on behalf of the patient. And whereas the result of the crew's effort was a successful resuscitation. Frederick South hereby commends Lieutenant Firefighter Paramedic Jeff Gunnis for his excellence in the performance of his duties. Next, Nate Conkle. Whereas Nathan Conkle of the Village of Pleasant Prairie Fire and Rescue Department responded with a crew to a report of a cardiac arrest on March 31st, 2018. And whereas on arrival, the crew utilized the utmost in skill and judgment in a timely and decisive manner to intervene on behalf of the patient. And whereas the result of the crew's effort was a successful resuscitation, Frederick South hereby commends fire medic Nathan Conkle for his excellence in the performance of his duties. Nate? Nicholas Shine. Whereas fire medic Nick Shine of the Village of Pleasant Prairie Fire and Rescue Department responded with a crew to a report of a cardiac arrest on March 31st, 2018. And whereas on arrival, the crew utilized the utmost in skill and judgment in a timely and decisive manner to intervene on behalf of the patient. And whereas the result of the crew's effort was a successful resuscitation. Frederick South hereby commends fire medic Nick Shine for his excellence in performance of his duties. Nicholas. Last, but certainly not least, Kyle Eitzer. Whereas fire medic Kyle Eitzer of the Village of Pleasant Prairie Fire and Rescue Department responded with a crew in a report of a cardiac arrest on March 31st, 2018. And whereas on arrival, the crew utilized the utmost in skill and judgment in a timely and decisive manner to intervene on behalf of the patient. And whereas the result of the crew's effort was a successful resuscitation, Frederick South hereby commends fire medic Kyle Eitzer for his excellence in performance of his duties. Kyle.
Just as a side note to that, and congratulations for a job well done, Jane Snow was involved in that incident also, so she was a witness to the great work that took place there. So
I was, and I just want to commend and how professionalism that our firefighters and our police officers were that day. It was hectic scenery at the spot. Watching Miss McFall was quite emotional, and I'm glad for her well-being, and thank you so much for everything that you do for everyone here within the Village of Pleasant Prairie and our off-duty Kenosha police officer as well. So thank you very much. It was an outstanding job. Well done.
Before we move on to items B and C, we're going to take a moment. Somebody that wished they would have been here and was very proud of our departments for the work you did and was a big part of your departments had passed, and Nathan has a few words to say.
Well, as many of the community are aware, on June 6th, Reverend Dr. Donald Leon Hackbarth passed away. He served as the reverend for both the fire and the police department. and we felt that it would be appropriate to have a moment of silence for him.
Thank you. Thank you all for the great job you do here. And just another example of how lucky we are to be in this community with the folks we have working for us and doing our protective services and responding to the needs and accidents and everything else that happens out there that's tragedy. And very fortunate. And I've only seen these departments get better and better over the years as you guys go through the tireless training that you do to provide the service you do to our community. So thank you again. With that, I'm going to move on to item B, and that is to present Resolution 1817 in appreciation and recognition to Roger R. Mayer for his years of service to the Village of Pleasant Prairie's Police and Fire Commission. Nathan.
Thank you, President. We actually have two resolutions, but Roger Mayer is here, and so we'll read resolution number 1817. And I'm also going to invite the police chief and also the fire chief to come up. They have a presentation, I believe, for Mr. Mayer as well. But I'll read this resolution. Resolution of appreciation and thanks to Roger R. Mayer for his years of service to the Village of Pleasant Prairie Police and Fire Commission. Whereas Roger Mayer diligently served the people of Pleasant Prairie for 30 years, and whereas on May 1, 1989, Roger Mayer was appointed to the Pleasant Prairie Police and Fire Commission, where he has served with dedication, including his time in the role as chairman of the commission, and whereas Roger Mayer was instrumental in the creation of the Pleasant Prairie Police Officer Appreciation Association on November 20th, 2016, and whereas Roger Mayer participated in hiring of all of the members of the Pleasant Prairie Police Department and Fire and Rescue Department, and whereas Roger Mayer witnessed the growth of both police and fire public safety personnel increase to over 30 staff members in each department, and whereas Roger Mayer was responsible for the implementation of challenge coins in the Pleasant Prairie Police Department, and whereas the Village of Pleasant Prairie would like to acknowledge and sincerely thank Roger for being a visionary and helping to shape the Police and Fire Commission into what it has become today. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Village of Pleasant Prairie does hereby extend our sincere appreciation and thanks to Roger R. Mayer for his 30 years of commitment and attentive service to the people of Pleasant Prairie in the cause of community and public safety, considered and adopted this 4th day of June, 2018.
Move approval of Resolution 1817.
I'll second it, and I have a comment.
Motion by Mike, second by Mike.
This is a very nice resolution for Roger, and I think that some of the things that Roger did that took place a long time ago but have guided the community is that there was a time well before I got here, and I think even before Roger got here, so it was a long time ago, that, you know, the Police and Fire Commission was made up of ex-chiefs or people from the departments, all fine people. But what the state statutes envision, and I think what modern municipal management envisions, is people with professional training in HR or experience in that in their daily work to help go through the selection process and create a new and higher standard and a good professional evaluation of personnel. And I know Roger worked really hard at that, and over time we've kept it down to typically just having one of the seats filled by someone from the departments or who used to work in the departments. And from my experience, that's not done in a lot of communities. It's, you know, it's you know, either political appointments or it's, you know, you're really not looking for a skill set. And Roger, I know, made a big push for that early on and doing some more extensive testing of candidates. And it's, you know, what you see tonight is the end result of that level of consideration in hiring personnel, how we're going to run our department, the goals that we set for our community. You know, the village board's always set, you know, the highest goals possible. You know, we'll do everything, but you have to get the people in there that are able to do it and can do it, and getting the right people hired is critical. You know, if you can't get the right people hired, then it doesn't matter how much money you put into the operation. So Roger did a lot of work on that, and I way back when, I thought, boy, this guy's really tough on this thing. You know, just give it a break. But he kept pushing, and it paid off. And we managed to get Serpy off the commission. And no, but it was work. It was efforts well spent. And I think that, you know, it's appropriate that, you know, I see a night tonight like tonight where we've an example of the things we were able to get done happened. And it happened starts with a, you know, one guy pushing to make sure that we only had the best people evaluating the most important people in our organization. So thank you, Roger.
I served on the commission with Roger for a couple of years in 87, 89, and Roger was responsible for every chief, fire chief and police chief that we have on today, including the addition of all the additional firefighters and police officers. And you look at where we're standing tonight, this used to be a fire station. And now look at the beauty of it. And Roger always pushed for more full-time firefighters, more full-time police officers to make our village better. And Roger, we're proud of what we have today, and you had a big part of it. And I personally want to thank you for that.
So I think these guys have said it all here tonight. And it's, as I said before, it's just amazing to see the caliber of the folks we have in our departments and the work they do every day. And thank you, Roger. You really set the tone for the future here, and we're on the path. So thank you.
So if it's okay, it would probably be appropriate this time to at least invite the chiefs, who also have a presentation for Mr. Mayor.
Do we need to vote on ours?
Yeah, we'll vote on it quickly.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carries.
Mr. President and members of the board, it's a pleasure to be able to recognize Roger Mayer for his service to the village on the Police and Fire Commission. I remember back on my interview with the PFC, I remember leaving that meeting thinking, man, I was expecting some softball questions, you know, and you never got that from Roger, or you never got it from Tom. But that set me up for the police interviews that were to follow for candidates that I brought in front of the commission. And there were plenty of times when the candidates left the room and I'd always escort them out, and they'd end up kind of turning to me going, that was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And I had to explain to them, first off, that suck it up, I had to go through it, so you had to go through it. And second of all, I had to explain to them that the reason it was so difficult is that both Roger and Tom really took ownership of this village, and they looked at this police department as their own. So I said, if you make it through this interview and you make it past those guys, you've really done something special. Because Roger, in his role, and Tom in his, really felt like they were the gatekeepers of these agencies, and they had a great deal of pride in what they did and the decisions they made and the people they appointed. So from the police department, we've got a plaque to Roger R. Mayer, Village of Pleasant Prairie Police and Fire Commissioner, in grateful recognition of your many years of dedicated service to the Village of Pleasant Prairie. And we'd like to present that tonight.
Mr. President, members of the board, I can only echo what Chief Smetana has mentioned about both Roger and Tom. And, you know, one of the things that we both went through interviews with, you know, both of those individuals, and you kind of come out of there going, that's really not what I expected. It was a little bit rougher than what I expected, you know. So, you know, when you look at candidates that come through, and again, you ask them, you know, well, how'd it go? And they're like, they have this puzzled look on their face, like, that's not what I expected, but it was good. You know, so again, Roger, we also would like to recognize your years of service, and we also have a recognition plaque for you, which reads, to Roger R. Mayor, Police and Fire Commissioner, in recognition of the years of service to the Village of Pleasant Prairie and the Fire and Rescue Department, on this occasion for your retirement, the Fire and Rescue Department would like to thank you for your unwavering support and commitment to the community, wishing you the best in your retirement. So, Roger, thank you so much.
Who's got our plaque? Where's our plaque at? Oh, down there. Yep. Should we go down there? Might be easier on them.
All right. We're going to come down there to Roger with our plaque and not make you come up here. How's that? Fair enough? Because he won't let us forget it if we make him come up here.
Oh, the one that's not involved in anymore?
All right, and we're going to catch up with Mr. Turwall at a later date here. So,
Mr. Turwall probably will not. I know that he's had some health issues, so it'd probably be appropriate just for us to move on this resolution at this time.
Okay. With that, we have item C, which is present resolution 1818. It's appreciation and recognition of Thomas W. Turwall for his years of service to the Village of Pleasant Prairie's Police and Fire Commission. Nathan?
So I'll read this quickly in appreciation. Whereas Thomas Turwell diligently served the people of Pleasant Prairie in various roles for 41 years, and whereas in 2007, Thomas Turwell was appointed to the Pleasant Prairie Police and Fire Commission, where he has served with dedication, including his time in the role as a board member of the commission, and whereas Thomas Turwell served as a volunteer firefighter for the Village of Pleasant Prairie for 31 years, and whereas Thomas Turwell was instrumental in hiring of all the members of the Pleasant Prairie Police Department and Fire and Rescue Department, and whereas on May 1, 1995, Thomas Turwell was appointed to the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission, where he is served with dedication, including his time in the role as chairman of the commission, and whereas Thomas Turwell also served as the Pleasant Prairie Town Supervisor for 10 years, as a town chairman for 2 years, and served as the first village president for 6 years, and whereas the Village of Pleasant Prairie would like to acknowledge and sincerely thank Thomas for being a visionary and helping to shape the Police and Fire Commission into what it has become today, now therefore be it resolved that the Village of Pleasant Prairie does hereby extend our sincere appreciation and thanks to Thomas W. Turwell for his 41 years of commitment and attentive service to the people of Pleasant Prairie in the cause of community and public safety, considered and adopted this fourth day of June 2018.
I move the board adopt resolution 18-18.
Second.
We have a motion and a second, and I think one person that it doesn't list in there that he was instrumental in is we used to have a three-man board, and I came on at the same time. They had chosen our first village or town administrator, and that'd be Michael Polakoff. And he was just a shiny little kid at the time, you know, and look at what the – sorry, Nathan, look at what the job does to you. But Tom was instrumental in moving this village forward and changing the way we were. We were kind of a sleepy little community, and probably the only two heavy industries in the place were Jerry Kramer and me, you know. So, you know, and he saw the future, and we needed professionalism here, and that's what he brought to the board. We did a budget. Tom was the guy there with the little calculator all the time, telling Mike, you got to cut more, you got to cut more, you got to cut more. And that's why we're short today. But,
yeah.
but Tom had an eye for business, much like Roger. He was that professional person out there that really knew what the job was and brought that professionalism with him to the community and to the board. And he did a lot for this village, and I think he was the first paramedic.
He was
first class.
First class. He's the one that really pushed to get that program
right. And it was at that time we watched him and said, God, this guy could have been a doctor. You know, I mean, he was good at what he did. And we were always impressed by him and always looked to him for leadership.
Thank you.
Further comment or question? Or?
Well, I just say that, you know, I think without Tom Turwell, I'm not sure that. In a lot of ways, Pleasant Prairie existed. He was a driving force in negotiating with the city for the incorporation of the town into a village. And those were some difficult days and took a lot of work. And he did a masterful job of negotiating with between the city of Kenosha, the Kenosha County, and the town of Bristol. There was a lot of deals that had to be done and things that had to be worked out, and Tom was the guy that got it done. So truly you know, we're lucky to have a professional executive on the board helping us put this organization together. So, big footprint on this place.
Okay. With that, we have a motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. And that concludes item four, recognitions. We'll move on to item five, minutes of the meetings. This is for May 21st, 2018, presented to board members in written form.
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. Item six is a public hearing, which is item A, to consider the 2018-19 liquor license renewal applications. Jane?
Mr. President and board members, before you tonight are the 2018-2019 liquor license renewals. I'll read the type of license to be granted and issued, along with trade names and addresses. If there are any changes, such as an agent or a description to the premise, I will also read them into the record, and then we can discuss them at the end. Class A beer, BPAM/PM, 10477 120th Avenue. State Line Quick Shop, 12720 Sheridan Road. Walgreens, number 07965-7520 118th Avenue. Our Class A beer and Class A liquor, Costco Wholesale, number 1198-7707 94th Avenue. Dream Liquor and Cigar, 4417 75th Street. Target Store, 2251 9777 76th Street. Please note that Target does have a new agent, Sarah L. Garuski. Class A beer and Class A cider. We got Quick Trip, 975 8800 75th Street, excuse me. Quick Trip 172, 8900 76th Street. Quick Trip 230, 10451 72nd Avenue. Please note, Quick Trip 230 has a new agent, Ashley Braun. Pantry 41 Mobile, 7511 118th Avenue. Class B Beer, Chipotle Mexican Grill, number 2820, 9370 76th Street, Suite B. Class B Beer and Class C Wine, Mod Super Super Fast Pizza, 9250 76th Street, Suite A. These are going to be our Class B Beer and Class B Liquor. Big Oaks Golf Club, 6117 123rd Place. Chancery Pub and Restaurant, 11900 108th Street. Cheddar Scratch Kitchen, number 2087, 10366 77th Street. Chili's Grill and Bar, 6903 75th Street. Famous Dave's, 9900 77th Street. Gordy's Prairie Pub, 3812 Springbrook Road. Alter Wildlife, Inc., 9626 113th Street. Bonata Sushi and Hibachi, 8501 75th Street, Suite G. Iguana Wana Mexican Restaurant, 9080 76th Street. Please note that the premise description was updated to include an outside patio. Johnny Z's Poorhouse, 10936 Sheridan Road. Milwaukee Burger Company, 9901 77th Street, Suite 810. The Olive Garden Italian Restaurant, number 1845, 10110 77th Street. Pino's Palette, 9020 76th Street, Suite E2. Ruffalo's Pizza, 11820 Sheridan Road. Starlight Club, 8939 24th Avenue. Vallejo's Pizza, 9755 76th Street, number 703. Village Inn Supper Club, 10909 Sheridan Road. And Wooden Nickel, 11606 Sheridan Road. The Building Inspection Department reports no building code violations. The Community Development Department reports that the properties have passed the zoning inspection. However, some properties have some minor repairs to be completed by June 29th. These repairs are not contingent upon the issuance of the license. The Fire and Rescue Department reports that there are outstanding tests and fees. Properties that require a fire sprinkler or alarm test are contingent upon the issuance of the license and must be completed by June 30th. Chief Smetana conducted and approved the background checks on the agent of the corporation and or individual of the trade names. Licenses, if granted, will be issued to the agent of corporation or an individual of the trade name and premise as described. I hereby recommend approval of the liquor license for the period of July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2019, as presented in written form, contingent upon payment of license fees, publication fees, delinquent real estate or personal property taxes, delinquent invoices, delinquent utilities, outstanding forfeitures, unpaid fire department reinspection fees, and sprinkler or alarm tests.
All right. This being a public hearing, I will open it up to public comment or question. Any sign-ups?
Mr. President, there were no sign-ups this evening.
Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing of the board comment or question. Mike?
Mr. President, do we have a financial report as to where these entities sit as far as any delinquent taxes?
Mike, just microphone.
Do we have a finance report as to where any of these entities are with respect to their taxes or utility bills?
There were a couple minor ones. I don't have it with me this evening, but there are a few minor ones. I think BP has a small amount. It was like $3,000. And there was one other one, but that one had been paid. So they're very small invoices. There was another invoice for... I want to say Guanajuato, and it was also paid. So I will do another check with the finance department before issuing notifications out to the establishments, which are going out tomorrow.
Okay.
John, I'd move approval of the license subject to completion of all the payments, fees, and outstanding zoning violations that may be involved.
I'd second that.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. That brings us to item 7, citizens' comments.
Mr. President, there was no sign-ups this evening.
Anyone wishing to speak on citizens' comments? Hearing none, I'll close citizens' comments. We'll move on to item 8, administrator's report.
Thank you, President. I have just two items. One, just by way of information, the Prairie Highland Corporate Park, we're in the process of setting up the Property Owners Association Architectural Committee. Both Gene Warby and myself will be serving on those committees, and we're waiting for a Haribo representative. And then just a correction, I stand corrected. I mentioned June 6th as the passing of Reverend Hackbarth, and it was actually May 30th. That'd be pretty incredible if he went into the future. But June 6th is his visitation, and so I just wanted to point that out and correct myself. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. That brings us to item 9, new business. First item being item 8, receive the Planning Commission recommendation and consider the approval of a certified survey map to combine two parcels located at the southwest corner of State Highway 165 and County Trunk H.
Mr. President, members of the board, this is a request by Matt Carey, PE of Pinnacle Engineering Group, and this is on behalf of the Wangar Partners, and this is approval for a certified survey map. And this is to combine two parcels for the development for a speculative industrial building at the southeast corner of Highway 165 and County Trunk Highway H. As shown, the certified survey map does identify that the parcels will be combined into one, and it'll be an 11.6329-acre parcel. Specifically, they are going to have their direct access for the site off of H or 88th Avenue as the main truck entrance, and there'll be two other entrances off of 86th Avenue primarily for their vehicular car traffic coming in and to the site. Specifically, this is a matter that was before the Village Plan Commission at our last meeting on May 29th. And again, they are requesting to construct on this site a 196,300 square foot speculative industrial building. And the revised plans actually have already been resubmitted by the petitioner for us to vet out and to confirm that any and all comments that were set forth as conditions of approval by the Plan Commission are addressed. In talking with their engineer today, their architect today, we're also in the process of scheduling the pre-construction meeting, and we're also getting confirmation regarding the wetland on the property that is artificial wetland. It would be filled, and that there's no Army Corps of Engineers jurisdiction. So with that, the petitioner knows that with the certified survey map and the site and operational plan approval by the Plan Commission, that this project can move forward. Again, if 50% or more of this building has one single tenant, because right now it's speculative, that project would need to come back to the Plan Commission for approval for that single tenant or the joint tenancy. Staff recommends approval of the certified survey map as presented, subject to the comments and conditions as outlined in the staff memorandum.
I move approval of a certified survey map.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, for approval of a certified survey map. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item B, receive the Planning Commission recommendation and consider for approval ordinance 1821 for a zoning text amendment to Chapter 420 as it relates to Fountain Ridge Apartments, planned unit development to amend the setbacks to the property lines and correct the legal description.
So, Mr. President, members of the board, this is a zoning text amendment at the request of Carl Ambrosius, and he's with Lexington Homes, Inc., and he's the agent for Fountain Ridge, LLC. This is to amend Chapter 420, Attachment 3, Appendix C, which is the specific development plan 46 entitled Fountain Ridge Apartments Plan Unit Development, or PUD. The PUD is proposed to be modified to amend the setbacks of the property lines related to the 10-unit buildings, which is buildings 4 through 7, within the Fountain Ridge apartment development, and also to correct the legal description of the properties. And this is resulting from a new certified survey map that was recently recorded when there was a correction in that gap of the legal that we had talked about at the Plan Commission meeting. In addition, the exhibits in the PUD are also going to be updated to reflect all of the different buildings to be included in the DSIS agreement for the property. Again, specifically, we're adjusting some lot lines for the 10-unit buildings. The buildings will be a minimum of 30 feet to the north property line and 50 feet from the west property line. And the DSIS agreement specifically addresses that all of the buildings on the site, including the clubhouse and the larger 60-unit buildings, they'll all be covered by digital security imaging system, and that agreement is also being executed by the developer so that they all will have the coverage as requested by the village. The staff recommends approval as presented, subject to the comments and conditions as outlined and as discussed at the Plan Commission and the board meetings.
Move approval of Ordinance 1821.
Second.
Motion and second for adoption of 1821. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item C, and that is consider Resolution 1819, authorized signers for the village's bank accounts at Associated Bank.
Mr. President and Village Board, this resolution defines the positions that are authorized to sign on our accounts at Associated Bank. The previous resolution that was approved last fall had names in it as well as positions, and the bank wanted an updated one without names to be more generic. So in the future, if any of these turn over, we can use the same resolution to update the signers on the account. So we've kept Tom Searchill on the account as Assistant Village Administrator, and then we added Nathan, and then also Jane Romanowski was still on the account, so we switched it to Jane Snell. So now we have five signers that can, we need two signatures on each check that we do manually put together.
I move we approve Resolution 1819, authorizing the unnamed people to sign the checks.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for adoption of Resolution 1819. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item D, and that is consider the 2018-2019 towing service license renewal applications.
Mr. President and board members, before you tonight are the 2018-2019 towing services license issued in the village. A towing license is required for companies who wish to be on a rotating list for services requested by the village or by the police department. A person may request a specific towing company if they so choose. A standard rate of fees is also outlined in our ordinance. There are seven companies, and those I will read to you. The seven companies seeking renewal are Firehouse Performance LLC, J&M Towing, Jance Auto Sales Inc., Jance Yard 4 Automotive Inc., Jensen Towing, Atlas Service Center DBA, McDivitt's Towing, and Pro Towing. All applications comply with Section 332 of the Municipal Code, and the license fees have been paid. There are no outstanding delinquencies or forfeitures, and background checks have been completed. Chief Smetana and I recommend approval of the seven applicants and their businesses for the issuance of towing service license for the period of July 1, 2018 through June 30th of 2019, subject to the provisions of Chapter 332 of the Municipal Code.
Mr. President, I recommend we approve the applications as submitted.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion? Chief, does that include storage at all these facilities? Is that a requisite of it, or storage just we have specified?
The only facility that does storing for us is Jensen's.
Pardon?
The only facility that does storing for us is Jensen.
Jensen, then.
Correct.
Okay. So it's not a requisite for
that's correct.
Providing a towing service.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
No further questions. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item E. Consider disallowance of the claim submitted by Margaret Ice, and this is for the damages to her vehicle tire. allegedly caused by a piece of metal deposited near her residence by the village of Pleasant Prairie.
Mr. President, members of the board, last month Margaret Ellis, who resides at 5307 73rd Street, contacted Public Works saying that she had a tire damage because of a piece of metal, a razor blade, supposedly left by crews on the road. We told her to contact Statewide Services. She did. Statewide Services did a comprehensive evaluation, investigation, and found no warrants to this claim. So I do recommend denial and disallowance of the claim.
Move to concur with the superintendent's recommendation for denial.
Second.
A motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries.
Mr. President, I'm sorry.
Hmm?
You didn't call it yet. Ready?
What didn't we do?
Next item on the
agenda. Yeah, letter F. F is to consider and approve letter of credit reduction for number one for Arbor Ridge Development.
Mr. President, members of the board, Arbor Ridge subdivision generally located in the Prairie Ridge commercial area has requested the next letter of credit reduction, number 916, for the amount of $658,973.69. Village staff has been inspecting it, has been evaluating all of the recommendations, and we do recommend the reduction in the letter of credit for that amount.
Mr. President, I move we approve the letter of credit reduction by the Public Works Director. It's presented.
Motion to second. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item G, consider and approve the letter of credit reduction for number five for the cottages at Village Green.
Mr. President, members of the board, the next request we have for reduction letter of credit is by the cottages at Village Green, generally located in the center of the village, in the northeast quadrant of the Village Green subdivision. As you can see by the next slide, all of the public improvements have been completed by the developer for phase one. And we do recommend a letter of credit reduction of $127,657.17, LLC reduction number 1540 for the cottages at Village Green LLC.
Move to concur with the superintendent's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Item 10, Village Board comments.
I have just one question. Gene, now that Main Street Market grading is underway, is the traffic study been completed, and is there any future road work coming in the near future?
So the traffic study and the MOU have been submitted to the village in draft form, and the staff has a few questions that we want to discuss with the DOT before entering in the MOU with them. And so we have two issues that we would like to vet out with them, and we actually met or we spoke with the DOT today, but not the right individuals at the state. So we will be speaking with them this week to determine what our next steps are to get that MOU approved for that. They would like to move forward this year with respect to some construction. However, I'd have to ask Matt Feinauer, but I know that they're working on engineering plans for Old Green Bay Road. I'm just not sure if they're more than they may be 30 or 40% complete. I had talked to Dan Schaap about a week ago, but the next step is to really complete that MOU and get that before the board in June, hopefully, and then they'll keep working on their plans so that we can move forward with construction sometime later this summer.
Thank you.
I just had one other comment. I know we had a moment of silence for Don Hackbarth, but, Don is one of those guys, generally pretty quiet. There's things that he was pretty vocal about, especially when we were cutting trees down at a record rate. But Don had a kind of an unseen or quiet impact on the community. When we brought him on to be the chaplain for the fire department, I can think back to the fire at the Shell station where the Akronis kid died, and And we had a couple firefighters who were pretty messed up over it. And, you know, Don had counseling training, and he got their head squared away and got them back on the road again. And he did that for years. I mean, and he did it for nothing. You know, he just did it for us. I remember when the guy went to the wood chipper. It was as horrific a scene as you can imagine. And the neighbors were all there when it happened. And when Chief Wagner asked him to go over there and see what he could do, he got his arms around those people and got them squared away. And it was because it was just an awful sight. But there was all sorts of things that he did, you know, without little fanfare, and they had a big impact on us continuing to be able to do the things that we needed to do. He hasn't been chaplain now for maybe a couple of years. I think he's been gone since he's been ill, but it's guys like that, you know, have an impact on the community, and sometimes people don't notice it. I mean, I think the board did a really good thing when they named that trail in honor of Don, because that's, you know, one of the things that'll carry on. But, you know, he was definitely one of the good guys, and you know, we're going to miss him.
I stopped to see him a few weeks ago, Mike, and it was sad to see Don. His mind was fine. His sense of humor was there, but he couldn't walk. I mean, he just laid in that chair and that couch all day long. I was sad to see that. The only thing I regret was that I asked him, is there a favorite beverage? He says, yeah, I like a little scotch. I said, okay, I'll come back with a little scotch. And I never came back with that drink, and I wished I would have. So, yeah, Don was a special person, a very special person, and he'll be missed. So,
one other item. Saw tonight another example of the caliber of the people we have working for the village. All our people are top-notch, all our departments, all our personnel. And, of course, every day we're under the limits of the state, and that really hinders us in keeping our quality people. And I know Steve has done a great job of keeping our elected officials' feet to the fire. And it's election time, and it seems to be that time of year when they seem to listen best. So it might be a good time to drop them a note and tell them to think about the people down here, because we provide the services. We provide the stuff that makes the community great and the state great. So they seem to forget that. They seem to think that our job is to feed Madison, and it's not. Our job is to take care of our people here, who take care of our people in the village. So,
just to note, they will be visiting with me next Wednesday, so I look forward to that conversation.
Good luck. Reboots.
I hope you like the song and dance. So.
I would move adjournment of the village of the town board.
I second whatever.
Motion and a second. Those in favor? Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carried.